All right, friends, we are here for another episode. Today, we are going to speak about the dreaded conversation when a client calls and says, do you take my insurance? And you give them what I call the beatbox, the down the street. I know you guys are out there. I've listened to some of the phone calls. I know that too. And for all of you out there that think these patients or clients or potential patients just aren't a good fit and that you're weeding out the bad ones, you're not. You're not. You just don't know how to market correctly. And so this podcast is going to help clear that up for you. Hey, so we have this live event May 18th and 19th. If you go into the show notes, please click on the link. Give yourself a chance. Apply for a guest pass. I can't wait to see you there. What's up, everyone? Welcome to the Business School for the Rehab Chiropractor. Class is officially in session. My name is Justin Rabinowitz, and I am a rehab chiropractor on a mission to teach you, a fellow rehab chiropractor, the exact tools and systems I've used to build my own successful rehab chiropractic practice so you can do the same. I hope you enjoy, and please subscribe. Something that I've seen often and recently in some of the conversations that I've been having in the rehab chiro community, specifically with new fledgling business owners, is this idea that the clients, that the people that you're looking at are just not good fits. And the reason why I hear this is typically in this conversation. So a potential new patient calls your office and the first question they ask is, do you take my insurance? And you, as a rehab chiro who knows they don't take their insurance, stumble through the answer and say, oh, no, we don't. And you go into this big spiel about that. And the client hangs up the phone and you never see them again. Time and time again, when this happens, the new business owner would say, oh, they're not a good fit. They're not a good fit for what we do. And I'm glad that I weeded it out early on because I don't want to deal with people that don't value my services. And if this is the mentality, I want everyone to listen. I want everyone to be very clear. If this is the mentality, you, as a rehab chiro, are going to cost yourself tens of thousands, hundreds of thousands, millions of dollars in the course of your career. I think that this idea of someone not being a good fit has been blown out of proportion to the point that I'd like to, in this podcast, reel it back in so that everyone can understand what actually matters in your conversations with potential patients and clients. The biggest issue that you are trying to solve, especially early on in the conversation with a potential patient as a rehab chiro, is not that you do or don't take insurance. It's not that what you do is different. It's not anything other than helping the client understand what their true problem is. And before you worry about insurance and before you worry about cost and before you worry about why you're different than everyone else and explaining why you do soft tissue and rehab and exercise and all these different things, the first thing that you help the client understand is, can you help solve their problem? Taking it to the client side or the potential patient side, if the patient is asking you the first thing, do you take their insurance? It's not because they don't value what you do. It's not even because they only want to use their insurance. It is simply because, and pay attention to this, it is simply because they don't know what else to ask. Oftentimes when people call a doctor, they should say, hi, my back hurts. Can you help me? But nobody does that. Nobody will call up someone, a doctor, and say, hi, my back hurts. Can you help me? And secondary to that, nobody is calling up a chiropractor and saying, my back hurts and I don't want to use insurance and I want the cheapest option and I want to use anything and everything that's going to help me. They're going to call and specifically ask the questions that they know how. Do you take my insurance? Can I get an appointment today? If you live in a world where you believe that those clients, all of those clients, potential clients, are not the right fit simply because of that question, again, you are going to fail so fast in practice. So let me see if this resonates with some of you guys out there. Some of you guys out there have taken jobs as associates and worked in insurance-based practices where you've had to spend a lot of time, a lot less time with patients. You've had to treat patients on the 10-minute, 15-minute, sometimes at the joint, like 2-minute, 3-minute. And the reason you leave there is because you want to do something more and you believe that there's more out there for you and for patients. And specifically, your patient, your perfect patient, needs more than you can offer in those settings. So you go off and you start listening to my podcast and reading books and talking about how much you are valued and all of that. And you get the courage to go and open your own business. And you open your own business and inevitably people call you and they ask you about insurance. And immediately, because of social media and because of what your friend said and because of you believe that you should be valued inherently, you believe that those people aren't good fits. Well, I believe that you don't understand what you need to understand with business in order to be successful. Your job in business, before you can actually do the thing that you know how to do, which is be a rehab chiropractor and get people outcomes, is to be able to communicate and sell to them in a way that they understand why you don't take insurance and why you are more valuable than the regular chiropractor down the street and why you are one-on-one with the patient for as long as you are and why the patients come to you after they've tried the regular options because that just hasn't worked and gotten the results that they want. Rewind what I just said. Because you are never going to reach the success you want and have the impact on your community, have the impact on your own life, or have the impact on your family if you do not understand how to communicate with the patient properly. And so the next question you should be asking Justin is, well, how do I do this? And believe it or not, this is not a sales conversation. So many people believe this is a sales conversation. What I'm talking about right now is not a sales conversation. What I'm talking about right now, believe it or not, is a marketing conversation. So one of the concepts we speak about in the Rehab Chiro Mastermind is at every step, if you enter a problem or if you have a problem at whatever step you're at, you need to look at the step beforehand. And so if someone calls you up and asks you, do you take my insurance? And you don't know how to speak to that. Yes, you can have a script and a process to overcome that conversation. However, even more importantly than that, what was the messaging before that? When they called you. If you don't understand how to market to potentially your perfect patient, to someone that needs your help, that someone that will understand that you are different, if you don't understand how to market and communicate with that person, you are going to get very challenging conversations when they call you on the phone. And then that will lead to you thinking that they're just a bad fit. I can tell you most of the time, it's not that they're a bad fit, it's that they don't understand. And so what I want all of you to think about is how you become in a category of one where they cannot compare you to something else. When they ask you, do you take my insurance? Essentially what they're saying is compared to all the other doctors around here, compared to other all the other rehab chiros or all the other chiropractors or physical therapists, compared to them, they take insurance, so you should too. If you can market yourself in a category of one so that you have no comparison, they're not going to ask about insurance. And so your goal is to help understand the patient and the potential patient's problems well enough at a high enough level that you can communicate in your marketing message, in your marketing events, in your sales copy, in your emails, in your Instagram, in your Facebook, whatever you're doing for marketing, communicate that in a way that gets them to start the process of understanding why you are different. If you can do that on the front end, you're going to be world class. And I speak all of that to you because I'm obsessed with this topic, specifically during this time. If anything I said just resonated with you, if anything I said was like, wow, that's me. I get people that call all the time and I don't think they're good fits because they ask about insurance. If that's you, you might as well go out of your house right now, drive in your car, take $100 bills and just start throwing them out. Just get them out because you are costing yourself thousands and thousands of dollars by not understanding this concept. And I bring this to your attention because this is so important to me that I've dedicated the last month studying it because I'm presenting this at our live event in May. In May, I'm spending the time to help you understand how to communicate in a way so that you are not a commodity anymore, so that you become a category of one, so that you cannot be price shopped, so you cannot be asked about insurance. If you don't have the right skills and ability to go through a funnel and a filter to understand who your perfect patient is and how to market to them, you will never, ever, ever be able to solve this problem. And you will forever believe that it is the patient or the potential patient who is a bad fit. You will forever believe that you must take insurance. You will forever believe that you need to lower your price and you will eventually be in a race to the bottom. And I can't implore enough, and I hope you do not ignore this, ignore at your own peril, that this idea that if you don't understand the marketing and how to become a category of one and how to become different and how to communicate in that way so that your patient can understand this, you will forever be price shopped and you will forever be broke. and you will think that it is their fault, the patient's fault. You might be in a small town right now and think people around here can't afford it. Again, I have more respect for you than you do. It's not that they can't afford it. It's not that your potential patient doesn't have money and they need to use insurance in your town. It doesn't work that way. It's that you can't communicate right now. We need to help you understand your marketing message. So at our live event, I'm spending the time to go through this exactly. In addition to that, in addition to me speaking on this topic for the weekend, we've brought in world-class entrepreneur, best-selling author, Mike Michalowicz. And Mike, if you didn't hear the podcast, listen to it last week. He wrote a book called The Pumpkin Plan, which helps you define who your perfect customer is, which helps you understand how to communicate with them, which helps you develop your perfect client avatar, and then helps you to make the decision on how to communicate so that your patients don't price shop you, don't ask about insurance. If you don't have this skill, guys, you're always going to struggle. And I know so many of you want to practice in a certain way. You want to do exercise. You want to do rehab. I do too. That's why we do this, because I want you to practice the way that you want. But if you can't get people in the door and they won't pay you money or they don't understand, they're never going to become your patients or clients. They are never going to become your patients or clients. So you must be able to communicate with them. So I hope that on May 18th and 19th, you show up with the open-mindedness to say, my town isn't different. Not everyone does want to use their insurance, even when they ask that question. It is simply that I don't know how to market in a way to become a category of one. If you are out there listening to this, I can guarantee you solving this problem in your business will set you up for 30 years of success. When I get on stage at these live events, I literally think about how I can change people's lives every single time. And this time is no different. So for all of you listening, for all of you out there, if I've given you any value in this podcast for free, imagine 2 days immersed in this specific topic. And if you are frustrated in your business currently because people can't afford it or want to use their insurance, then this live event is for you. I want you to go in the show notes, apply for a guest pass. I cannot wait to see you there. Before you go, listen, we are in live event season and I am going to tell you, you need to be at our live event. Please, please, please go into the show notes here. Click on the link to apply for a guest pass. Someone on our team will get in touch with you. You need to be there. Please give yourself a chance. I'm begging you. If you really hate it, just come up after and tell me, kick me in the shins, do something crazy. I don't even care. It's never happened. There's literally never anyone that's never left there who hasn't had an unbelievable experience. So I'm asking you, I'm cordially inviting you, go into the show notes, apply for a guest pass, May 18th, 19th, any way you can get there. Please, can't wait to see you there.